بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the chapter on sabr. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال لما ثقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل يتغشاه الكرب فقالت فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها وكربا أبتاه فقال ليس على أبيك كرب بعد اليوم فلما مات قالت يا أبتاه أجاب ربه دعا يا أبتاه جنة الفردوس مأواه يا أبتاه إلى جبريل لنعى فلما دفن صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها أطابت أنفسكم أن تحثوا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التراب رواه البخاري. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's health began to deteriorate and the pangs of death began overpowering him towards the last part of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's life, that before he passed away, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam went through a very severe illness, severe falling in and out of consciousness, conscious, unconscious, that type of thing. So it was at this time that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the only daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was alive at that time. And she was very, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enjoyed a very close bond with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to such an extent that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would visit her, she would wake up, and she would greet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she would give him a kiss on his forehead, and she'd make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit in the same place that she was seated. In other words, out of total respect for her father. So she was extremely close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the grandchildren that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had were from his daughter Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that now these grandchildren were alive and they will be the leaders of the people of Jannat. So can you imagine, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also was very close to her and she was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even her ways and her style was also very close to the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was at that moment now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in and out of consciousness. His daughter Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha came to visit him. So what we're learning from this incident is how much of sabr, despite that close bond that she had, how much of sabr she had, and also how much of sabr Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that in that condition also he never complained. And we see how the incident goes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't complain at all. So anyway, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha came to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his health began to deteriorate. The pangs of death began overpowering him. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said, oh, how painful the pangs of death are to my father. Now she's expressing her emotions, that how painful the pangs of death upon my father. From here, ulama ikram mentioned that a person doesn't induce crying. When somebody passes away, now he induces crying by deliberately thinking and mourning and crying and inducing crying. What is natural is natural. And even whilst a person is not making excessive speech, he's speaking about the good of that person that had passed away. And if tears comes out and if this person happens to cry, there's no harm. But what is forbidden in Islam is noha. Noha is where deliberately mourners are called to start mourning and to start singing such poetry and inducing people to start crying. This is not what Islam is saying. We are happy with the decision of Allah. It's not natural to cry and to tear. There is no harm there. But the person doesn't go overboard. So here she was expressing some words of great sympathy for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her father that was. And she was feeling that pain and she was mentioning these words. So here there is no harm to mention it like this. So she said, oh, how painful are the pangs of death to my father. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied. Look at what her statement is and look at the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam pacified her. He said, after this day, your father will experience no more pain. After this day, your father will experience no more pain. He didn't complain. Yes, the pain is so heavy, I can't manage, in and out of consciousness. What is happening? Nothing. Don't worry. After this day, there'll be no more pain. When he passed away, she said, oh my father, you replied to the call of your sustainer. In other words, Allah Ta'ala had called you, and you had replied to that call. Oh my father, the garden of Firdaus is your abode. Jannatul Firdaus is your abode. O my father, we shall convey this news to Jibreel alayhi salam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is an expression now. This we'll call, in other words, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam would have been saddened by the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are going to convey this news to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Did it please you to throw sand over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She asked. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu mentions that we remained silent. We didn't. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu remained silent. In other words, understanding that she is going through a little bit of emotion. She making the statement a little bit emotion. It's natural that this is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, how did you feel to actually take sand and throw it over the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So look at the greatness also of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. At that time he realized, now I don't make any statement because natural to have some emotion. So she's expressing it in this way. How did you feel? Would you not feel anything? Did it please you to throw any sand over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So one thing we learn from here is a Muslim is always happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being sad, grieving is natural, but a person is happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his son Ibrahim, boy radiallahu anhu, he was a young child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken him in his hands. He took his last few breaths. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started tearing. So here, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about it, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that our eyes tear and our hearts grieve, but we don't bring anything on the tongue that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this tongue must be totally compliant with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's natural to tear, it's natural for the heart to feel the pain, but we don't say anything that goes against taqdeer, anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One friend was mentioning to me that he also once mentioned this, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayh, that why don't you take a break from the morning till the evening? You are busy with your schedule, and then what you are doing also is you're writing emails and you're writing letters and you're answering calls so much from the morning till evening. Why don't you just call it a day at some point? Take a small rest, cut out all the extras. So his reply, look at the beautiful reply of Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayh, similar to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said here. He said, don't worry, a day will come when I will be able to rest nicely. No phone calls, no emails, no letters, no problems. The day will come, inshallah. But now, whilst we're in the dunya, we have to make all this effort. Now, that's how great people think. That they leave the holidays and they leave the resting and they leave all this for the qabr in this world. They go all out to make the effort so that they can get a nice holiday one day in the qabr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen.